Zeg de Schluss Avi Maria, wenn es so viel gesagt, der Schluss Daniel Schein, was ich schon erfahre, auf der Schleim, was vom Salben in Ressia, auf der Schleim, von Menachem Mendel Okay, Rebbe, we're continuing now, packet 14, towards the end of packet 14, on page 17. We discussed the different sheet is about Atzamos. So now there's going to be another packet in the future where we're going to speak more about this. But since whatever's here, we'll do now, and I'll give you some previews of what will be in that future packet, and then Bez Hashem, Wednesday we'll go to the next packet of packet 15 of Ein Mevat Levisul Chachila. So the Rambam writes in Perek Dal in Hilchos Machos Asuros. If somebody eats from a nevel or treifa or mibehema b'chayat meim, so obviously it's a lav in the Torah. But what if they eat from the non-edible parts of the animal, like the bones, the nails, the horns? The non-edible parts of the animal, what is the story there? There's all these things, it's usher to eat, it's usher, but you still not get, you don't get a malchus for that. They're not roi lachila. In other words, when you eat the basar, that's roi lachila. But when you eat the other things, it's usher to eat those things, like the karnayim, the gidim, the things, but you don't get malchus for them, because they're not roi lachila. Einam ru'im lachila, ve'ein mitztarfim in la basar l'kezayis. And if you eat some basar, but say you eat basar, but not a kezayis of basar, but you eat a chatzi kezayis of basar, and then you eat a chatzi kezayis of karnayim or something like that, so it's not going to be mitzdarf. Because it's not roi lachila. It's not roi lachila.
Rebbe, what's the point, I guess, of usher avol pater? Meaning, I understand that obviously some things are punishments, some things don't. But if it's really like an outright isser, so why not say that it comes with, you know, the full extent of the love?
Because it's not roi lachila. In other words, the full extent of the love is normally in halacha we say you only get malchus if it's derech achilasa. Right, so it must be when the Torah said that you can't eat nevela, it meant the basar of nevela. See, when the Torah says you can't eat giranasha, so the Gemara has an opinion that means that even though giranasha is eitz ba'alma, still haTorah asrasa. Right? If the whole issur is the giranasha, and say you hold in the gidim no satam, there's no time, but still the Torah could say don't eat a piece of wood, and then you'll get malchus eating the wood, because that's the issur. But in the stomach, when the Torah said not to eat a nevela or treifa, it meant not to eat the basar of the nevela or the treifa. So the other part maybe should have been mutal gamrei, but the shail is. So there's an isser also in the rest of the animal. But the rest of the animal is nichlal, but if the bottom line is the rest of the animal, you can't eat derech achila, so then...
Does it get chalked up to like an isser doraisa? Because it's not really outstated. Maybe it's asmachta or learned out. I mean, it just seems like You're taking both ends of it. It's derech achilaso, but the rest of the animal we're saying is Usser also, but on the other hand of it, it should also have a sense of mutar, of some sense, but
yeah, so that's
so we say it's a Doraisa or Derabanan, or somewhere in the middle.
So what do you think?
It seems like the way Ruby's explaining it, it's not necessarily Doraisa.
Right, that's
outright,
how the way it seems that I'm explaining it, right.
But it also could be, I know sometimes we chalk up Asmachtas to the Pasuk doesn't say it explicitly, but the Pasuk really means that we also shouldn't eat the animal, but there's, but you don't get, but the lav is only for derech achilah. So I know that sometimes we do that in halacha.
Yeah. So let's see. Okay, so let's take a look in the Achiezer. From Rav Chaim Ozer. The Achiezer is the Rav Chaim Ozer Grzesky, who's the Gadol Hador. And he discusses the atzamos. He discusses the difference between atzamos yiveshos and atzamos rakos. So he writes here on page 18 on the second arrow, says L'chor matzamos yiveshos em shum chashash. Matzamos yiveshos, there's no chashash. Tatzamos isim would start from the head of vatel is. So matzamos, if you hold matzamos yiveshos, he says is really is mutter. And even atzamos yiveshos would be mitzdarif with the heter to bevatel this. A few atzamos harakim, sheikh mi hashach, kosla sposim yisira basav yisyatru, tina kashar kliyatsum klimachas. Because atzamos yiveshos are atzamos koshos, it's not ochel, it's nothing. And even atzamos rakim, if they're dried out, maybe it's also nothing. So he says, "In came pasha that some of it nizyabshu, ein behem chashash iser klal. That at some of it nizyabshu, they don't have any iser at all. So at some of yiveshos, there's no chashash. It's hard bronze, and even." Atzamos kashim yiveshim vadagam. There's no iser, he says. Atzamos kashim yiveshim vadagam isuraleka. And if it's atzamos rakos, then maybe there is an iser, but wait a second. But that's atzamos kashos. But atzamos kashim yiveshim vadagam isuraleka. So there's no issue at all. If it's koshos or yiveshos. But then let's see what he says on the next page, page 19.
Rebbe, I didn't understand why he says that there's no issue.
Yeah, one second, let's see. One second. Okay, there is a lot of Because if it's totally dried out, then it's nothing. It's not an ochel at all. It's not an ochel at all, so therefore it's So now, what's pshat in the Rambam? Because Rambam says it's an Isser, so it must be. Someone want to explain? I think someone explained that Rabbi Moses is saying that would have to be talking about atzamos that are rachos. But then the question that's asked is that if it's really rakas, then maybe you should get malchus for that also. So what is it? If it's yavesh, you say it's mutar lagamrei. See, the original case he's talking about, Efshel Achshem in Ovach Chodosh, certain powder that was made from Atzomus Yuvashus, and they put different things in. Some of Atzomus B'mayim in Chemer, and some of Atzomus was from Vashlim B'nachim of Yavshim, Atzomus B'siavshos, and Chaka, Meshach HaBom Shmur Shah. Tochen Atzomus B'mayim in Chemer. So they put the Atzomus Yuvashus to make this powder. So he says, this person, the Shoyal, wanted to be Mater. He says, Kvot Rosso Helol Hater B'dvar Nechonim. And he seems that he agrees with him. And he quotes the famous Ramah, that if you have the stomach of an animal, of a treif animal, and then you dry it, it's the Eitz Ba'alma. So it doesn't have a din basa. He says, "Culture can at some shayin lem iser lav, but veil church from Moshkos of a Rambam." And then he says, "Chor batzomus yivashus ain shum chashash, that batzomus iser mitstafim mehetel vata le iser, feel batzomus harachim." So there's no issa whatsoever. Even Pasha's not even an issa drabana. What's the evasion? So there's no lachlokas, as he says later on. And then he says, What about what it says in the Ramah that if you have a sheretz and you burn the sheretz, so then it, so that's okay. But other yisurim, b'shein kim shari yisurim. What's the Kengamin avail is chayv mishabal to shabbos. So you could think she ain't a royal gear, ain't a queen avail, but avail exi. You could be shum achshavei. Right? There's a concept of achshavei that even if something is not royal achila, but you eat it, it's also midrabbanim. The korcha korn was mana the field, but if some achil is kelav, also lachlo. Calls the bachlo beine. This field like the achshavei. Well, also is there avlok. So he says that that's only those, he says, so anything that you eat and it's nifsal and you eat it, so then there's a dindrabanan that it's also midrabanan of achshavei, but that's only if you eat it be'ene. In other words, it's not mixed in with something, or it's not something you just use as a dover hamamid. It's so therefore, it's only if you eat it be'ed. You just eat that thing alone. That's called achshavei. So Rav Chaim Oizer held that when they make the gelatin, so it's almost yivashus. It's all dried out. So there's no Isser Nevela. There's no Isser Nevela. And so if there's no Isser Nevela, so then, but why did you say Achshavei? Because he says Achshavei is only Be'ed. In other words, they're going to take these Atzamas and they're going to put it with sugar and other things. They're not going to just eat it alone. They're eating with other things and then it becomes tasty. So that's not it. So there's no Isra on the Atzamas because the Yivashus, the Iraqi, the Kashas, the Yivashus. So, and the Rambam, so then what's the Rambam? So then some point out that the Rambam is talking about when they're not totally Yavish, but they still have some Lachluchis in them. And that's why the Rambam has, he says, Osir. So then the question that's asked, but if it really has Lachlukas, so then why is it Osir? It should be Mamisha Malkus. Rambam says there's no Malkus for it. It's just Osir, but it's not Mitztarif to the Basar, and it's not. So what's that middle ground? What's that middle ground of. See, if you would eat it alone, then it would be. So someone is. So we'll see what that is. So you could say he means. Someone say maybe he means achshavei, because he could be talking about eating it alone.
Rebbe, what's achshavei again?
Achshavei means when you have something that's nifsal, and you eat it. It's nifsal, but you're machshav it. So then there's an issur d'rabbanan to eat it. That's called achshavei. So that's actually. So Rav Chaim Moses is saying actually is only when you eat something alone, not when it's Patarufs. But the question is how are you going to explain the Rambam that we just learned, that the Rambam says that if you eat the Atzamos, so the simple way maybe you could learn is that it's Midin actually. That it's also because achshavei, and even though it's talking about some is evasious, If he's talking about atzamos that are not yivashos, so then the question is, so then maybe it should be basar gomer. Unless you give another category, say that it's it's a tzilat tzamos, so it's not really basar. It has some type of minimum thing in there, so it's not mamish like eating a piece of wood. So, in other words, you could say it's a what we call chati shir be'echus. Chati shir be'echus. You know, there's a chati shir be'kabus, quality and quantity. Quantity means you don't eat a full kazayis, eat less. And quality can mean you could eat something, that. Like chametz nuksha, for example, is an example that's given. So chametz nuksha, the chametz process began, but it didn't fully be machmetz. So there's no chametz on chametz nuksha. Shaila is whether it's a deraisa or a derabbanan, but there's no chametz. Because there is chametz happened, but not the full. Chametz is a chemical reaction. So. But it could be that it went part of the way, not the full way. So so you could say that the atzamos are, somewhat rakos, and they wouldn't have mamashadin of but okay, there's something to think about. But that's what he says. One of the Sfarim discusses this in Eretz Yisrael. Here, Rabbi Tachman, a copy of it. So let's see now. But that's his heter of Chaim Oizer. That basically you make these candies that they make, and trave bones. But they're yivashos. I'll say that it's still aser because of achshavei, but no, there's no achshavei b'tarovus. That's what he's saying here. Rav Aaron Cutler on page 20. Writes. He says. Odner adav the nizbor the gam halachuk is that somos mutaris min haTorah, he muchach to mitzias that somos mutaris. Al da halachuk is mutaris b'shem she'in kan tam ha'iser came that somos einam ruim. When I tam mitzarefes gam halachuk is levata las iser. But we come along and yasu at somos ruim efshe she'yoda as a poshur d'masha she'nasa roy alidei. Hataruvus of the etzem imbo tam isulo neser, of shenasa roy be etzem kinyan don osser, achain af the das chavs das beardivir mechaber also a jolton be isigomer. For kasafti masha omru, yeah, so he says like this. There is fear that Dafka Ainam Surbishim Dakshavina. The Akhred Yisod on the left side. The Akhred Yisod Heterim Lachol Atam Humishim to Ainam Ruiv. Called the Ochlam Hachi Akshavina Vasim Yidrabana. Pagamit Staffers Lavata Lais Shabishlam Heter Raylo Akshavina. Neil Nidan Akshavina Shabavin is gentleman with Kavana. So basically, In other words, we're going to see more that there's a machlokes. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, "Nevela haruil ger shma nevela, she'ena ruil ger lo shma nevela." So there's a famous Chavos Das. We're going to get to it when we get to Noshei Tam Levgam. The Chavos Das says that if something becomes nifsal me'achila, so then it's usr, the issa goes off. And even if you resuscitate it, the issa went off. So that's the Chavos Das's shita. However, the other shita is the placey that says there's no such halacha of nifsal. No such halacha. What the halacha is that, meaning Avdi Gemara says it is a halacha like that. No, that halacha, and this is, well, if you get the name of the sefer, it'll come to me when I look at it. But he points out in that sefer that. It's not my own, it's from this Sefer. I'll have to look at the title of the Sefer. That the din of Eina Roil Achila is only when it's already Mikara Eina Roil. Now, there was, say, for example, you have an animal that even when it was alive, it had a disease that it wasn't Roil. So it was Srucha Mikara, it's called. Srucha Mikara. So if something is srucha meikara, so that's the din of Eina Roi. Only srucha meikara. But if it was a srucha meikara, then the din is that what? If it's not srucha meikara, then there's no such thing as nifsal. But what? But lemaisa, if it's not roi lachila, then it's going to be mutter menatora because it's not der hachilos. But the nafkamina would be, according to the place he says, what's the din if you resuscitate it? And say you take dry bones, right? Say you take dry bones, atomas yivacious. You take the dry bones and you dry them out. Now, who's going to buy those dry bones? Obviously, then you put all types of delicious things to make it kishmak. And then everyone's buying your marshmallows. And then you have your billion-dollar industry of marshmallows. So the Chavos Das says, well, so then it'd be, but it was nifsal already, so it's mutter. But the place he says no, because nifsal is only a din of what? Nifsal is only a din when it was nifsal meikar. So if it's not nifsal mekar, then the din doesn't apply. It's not srucha mekar. So what? Then it's a din of what? Of lo kader chachila, because atzamas yivashus is not kader chachila. But if you make it geshmak, then it is der chachila. So then it becomes an issa daraisa. So basically, that's how I believe they point out that. Rav Aaron Kotler understood, because the Rambam, interesting, they never quotes the din of Nifsal Me'achila Zid of Eina Roi L'Ger. So he only has the din of Shaloka Derech Achila. So that's where Rav Aaron Kotler paskin like the Rambam. He paskin that it's only a din of Shaloka Derech Achila. So when it's Shaloka Derech Achila, so then it doesn't have a daraisa for sure not, and the Rabbanan maybe also not because it's betarovas, you know, maybe you don't say achshrei. But if you make it geshmak afterwards, so then it's derech achila, then it becomes a daraisa. But if you hold so the big machlokas is whether you hold from the din of Nevel Shainer Rul Gira players in all cases, even if it was not Srucha Meikara. If it was not Srucha Meikara. And so then you have the Chavazas, the Kuf Gimel Aleph, that once it's Nifsal, it's Mutter. And that was as Rav Shekhar pointed out, that's what the Matirim were relying on. Rabbi Sheinkopf, he was the one who wrote this book on gelatin.
Is that generally
Paschim? So that's how, it depends. So that's how many assume that it's Nifsal. So it's Nifsal and then it doesn't come back, like the Chavos Das.
Does any kashrus organization believe that and would give a hefshek?
So that's how the kashrus organizations that would give hefsherim on gelatin, were found.
Are there ones who give hefsherim with gelatin?
I mean, we know there was in Eretz Israel, they used to have all these candies that were, I don't like to use names of people and the names of things, but that they gave hechsherim on gelatin, and all these candies had gelatin in
them. I'm saying all the mainstream ones now, OU, Chafke.
So now the ones today, they don't give hechsherim on gelatin.
Is that because they believe it's not nifsal?
No, so I told you. The other sheet that's brought down is what? Is that that the din of Nifsal only applies when it's Srucha Meikar. That's the only din of Srucha Meikar. So if it's not Srucha Meikar, so that's what the Plaisi holds. That's the Rambam sheet, that it's no din of Srucha Meikar. There's no din of Nifsal, it's only Srucha Meikar. So the only halacha is the din of Ein Roi Lachila. Is because it's shaloka derech achilasan, but if it becomes derech achilasan, so then it goes back to an issa d'oraisa. Whereas the chavas das holds there are two halachas: there's a din in the gavra and the din in the cheftza. The din in the gavra is once the din in the cheftza is once the item is not royal achila, it's pakei sura. That's kuf gimel aleph. Then there's a din in the gavra of. If it's in a royal achila, for example, it's too hot, too cold, but that could be reversible if you make it normal. That's the chavas das, right? And the other shita is to say, no, that's the placey shita. That there's only one halacha. No, the Chavos Das says two halachas. One halacha is when it's nifsal b'chefetz, that's not royal achila. So then, once that's mutter, it can't be reversed. That's the Chavos Das. But if something is just cold or hot, and it's not normal to eat it that way, so if you eat it that way, you won't violate an issur d'oraisa. But if now it becomes not cold or not hot, it's going to be an issur d'oraisa. But the other sheet is the placey, and that assumes that there's no two sheetas. There's no two halachas. That we only paskin at the din of Nifsal by Srucha Meikara, and this halacha is the halacha of Enaroi is only because it's not the derech achila. If that derech achila, that could be undone. And certainly when you make gelatin and you make, and now the whole world is buying it, so obviously it's derech achila, and then it becomes an issur d'oraisa.
So we have no hope of eating gelatin.
The minhag olam, b'zman hazeh, is the hashkachas don't give, mainstream hashkachas don't give on. That doesn't mean, like, if you have a capsule made out of gelatin, that's something different. Because That's the refuah, and it's not royal achila. It's the refuah. The capsule never became geschmack. Capsule is never good to eat. So, and you're eating it the refuah. So then the most achronim say that anything that you eat the refuah, you don't say achshavei.
Why?
Because the idea of achshavei is that it's nifsal, but I'm giving it chashivas. But if it's refuah,
I think Rebbe explained it in the past.
Just giving it because I needed the refuah, but I still hold it's not an ochel. The fact that I'm eating it, it's not that I show that that I think it's an ochel.
Well, why isn't the refuah considered? I only looked at me where the tanuk is considered a chashivas of an ochel, but not the refuah. Why isn't that?
Because you don't need ochel. The fact that you take something in your mouth for refuah doesn't show that I'm treating it like an ochel. I would put a, you know, I would do other things for refuah. In other words, refuah and ochel are not necessarily because I'm eating it for refuah, so therefore it's an ochel. No, I'm not eating it. That's not called eating. I'm putting it in my mouth, but that's not eating. Rav Belsky says over from Rav Moshe, this I've heard from Rav Belsky, that maybe there can be a kachilik between vitamins and medicine. That medicine, you don't say achshavei, but vitamins, maybe is the vitamin is a food supplement. That you're not getting enough of this vitamin in your regular diet, that's why you're taking it, and therefore that should be considered. That's what he said in the name of Rav Moshe, and according to that, then there would be a din of achshavei by vitamins, and others disagree.
What about something like
toothpaste? The toothpaste is not ochel at all, and it's nothing. Toothpaste is not an ochel. It's not nothing, and
so Rebbe, just another question. Does refuah, so we say that it's not ochel, but does it count as gaining benefit? Like, because you're not allowed to derive benefit from a nevela?
You could derive benefit from a nevela.
Only from like a chazir you're not allowed to?
No, there are certain things that are yisr hana, things like orla, yisr hana, but.
Wasn't there a whole thing like the old footballs used to be made of pigskin? So, and it was a Nisar Hana.
It's a Schorim Macholasasurus. That's a different thing.
Okay.
Yeah, there are shittas that hold you do say, you know, the Shagasarye has a famous tshuva where he says you do say Achshavei for refuah. And, but others disagree with him on that.
If you say achshavei, you would not be able to use gel caps, correct?
If you would say achshavei, we're full.
Yeah.
So that's the... but we're going to see. Really, we should see that inside. So, what's the name of the sefer that I meant that I was quoting all the time here? It's let me call Rabbi Tuchman. I got Rabbi Tuchman a copy of the sefer when I was there in Israel. Hello, Rabbi Tuchman. Okay, we're in the middle of shir now. What's the name of the sefer that I bought you? Right. Madani Asher, okay, very good. Madani Asher, Rabbi Asher Lunzer, right. Lunzer, right, that's it, okay. Because I've been lost in my mind, okay. Okay, we'll be in touch. And then what did you want to say? Maybe Rabbi Tuchman's here, he can tell us he likes to say a certain shot in the Rambam with the Atzamas. Right, the Rambam says that if you eat the Atzamas, so it's you don't get malchus on the atzamas, but it's still aser. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, so we discussed the different possibilities. Yeah, you know, right. That, no, it's still part of the thing, but it's shalom kederach. So yeah, so that's the thing we saw. Maybe that's where I heard from you. So we'll give you the credits. And if you eat the atzamas, so it's still part of the animal, but it's not derech. So therefore, it won't be a nisa deraisa, but it'll be a nisa derabba. Okay, we'll be in touch. Okay, cult of. Okay, Madonna Usher. Okay, I think we'll stop now. Tomorrow, on Wednesday, we'll start the new packet 15 of Ein Vav Minister. Okay, everyone should have a good day.
Have a good day.